content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service, and I will be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for March of 2025. And the Lyons Express for this month starts off with some cover pictures on the first page. There's Lyons Dr. Bob Cameron, president of the Rocky Mount Lyons Club, and District Governor Jim Tobolsky. District Governor Jim was the guest speaker at the Rocky Mount Lyons Club on February 11th of 2025 to update the club on relevant items. And then below that is a picture of Dr. Bob Cameron and DG Jim Tobolsky with PDG Mike Flora. DG Jim presented Mike with a milestone Chevron award for 35 years of service as a Lion. Kudos, Lion Mike. Here's information on the 2025 State Convention Food Drive by Lion Bob Christensen, District 31S Hunger Chairperson. The food drive held during the 101st Annual North Carolina State Lions Convention will again support the Greensboro Urban Ministry. Founded in 1967, this 501c3 entity provides assistance to children and families at their point of need by providing opportunities for nutritious meals, as well as safe shelters and emergency support services and counseling. Their community kitchen provides free hot lunches every day, including holidays, to anyone who is hungry. The kitchen also provides breakfast and dinner to guests staying at a Greensboro Urban Ministry residential shelter. Approximately 400 meals are served daily. The recently reopened Choice Food Pantry provides emergency groceries to community families struggling to access nutritious and adequate amounts of food necessary for a healthy diet. They also provide the opportunity for households on a weekly basis to come in and select items they need. Approximately 100 families visit the Choice Food Pantry on a daily basis. Greensboro Urban Ministry has identified specific items as their critical needs. Canned protein, such as chicken, salmon, tuna, pork, and ham, etc. Pop tops are preferred. Canned tomatoes or canned pasta sauce. Peanut butter. Plastic containers, please. 1 pound bags of rice. 1 pound bags of dry beans. Hygiene supplies, such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, bar soap, etc. Greensboro Urban Ministry relies on churches, schools, civic and social groups, and corporations to stock their shelves. Cash donations will allow for weekly purchase of perishable food items, such as fruits and vegetables. Food insufficiency in Guilford County affects nearly 90,000 individuals. Obviously, Guilford Urban Ministries cannot reach out to everyone. It is up to each and every one of us to help bridge the gap. Together, we can make a difference. Here is a thank you from Lion Angelo Sanesso. From the depths of my heart, I want to express my profound gratitude to the First Flight Lions and the North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Fishing Tournament Board for the beautiful memorial they created for my beloved wife, Gail. For 39 years, she graced my life with her partnership, and this tribute was a truly wonderful celebration of her spirit. Seeing 100 friends gather to honor Gail was a powerful testament to the impact she had on so many lives. It was a poignant reminder of the strength and comfort found in community. The outpouring of love from the Lions, the GEM folks, the Riftide band members, our church, and countless other community members reinforced the beautiful truth that we are all one human family, bound together by God's great commandment to love one another as He loves us. Words cannot express how much it means to me that so many of you took time out of your busy lives to support our family during this difficult time. Gail loved people fiercely, and I know she would have been absolutely radiant at this celebration of her life. It was a perfect reflection of her warmth and the joy she brought to everyone around her. May God bless each and every one of you for your kindness and compassion. Your love has been a beacon of light in my grief. District 31S state and district dues for the second half of 2024-25. Lions of District 31S, this is a reminder to send in club dues for the second half of the district state dues for 2024-25 no later than March 10th of 2025. Club dues are $9 per club member for each half of the Lions year, which is based on the number of members on file with Lions Clubs International, or LCI, as of December 31st of 2024. These dues are separate from LCI dues that are sent directly to LCI. Please make your checks payable to Lions District 31S and mail to, attention, PDG Lion Ron Beltran, Cabinet Treasurer, 7014 Wexford Woods Trail, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27613. And please write State District Dues on the memo line of your check. 2025 State Convention Updates by NC Lions Council of Governors and PDG Lorraine Dupree, State Convention Chair. Our North Carolina Lions Council State Convention is upcoming April 11th through 13th of 2025, and it will be a great time to celebrate all Lions across the state. To start us off, on Friday morning, the past District Governors Organization will host a golf tournament for all Lions and Friends of Lions. Contact PDG David Smoot for registration information. He is at 105 Circle Drive, Thomasville, North Carolina, 27360. His phone is 336-991-8731 or email csmoot@triad.rr.com. We will also have a pre-convention kids site screening training from 1 to 5 p.m. hosted by State Kids Site Chair John Snellings for additional information on this training to help us serve our youth. There will be lots of vendors and exhibits starting at 2:30 p.m. along with our three core service initiatives. Hunger, Lion Bob Christensen will be overseeing this very worthy cause. Environment, Camp Dogwood is named that for a reason. All the beautiful dogwoods that were planted over 50 years ago, well, now it's time to bring their glory back by planting new trees. Details at the convention. And humanitarian. As Western North Carolina continues to rebuild, there is a great need for building supplies. Hear more at the convention on how you and your club can continue to help make a difference. So Friday, registration will kick off at 3 p.m., leading us into our Friday fun night. Friday night, get ready to catch the wave of service as we celebrate the many ways the Lions of North Carolina have served each other and our communities. Wear your dancing shoes and most fun beachwear for a night of comedy, fun, music, and dancing. Our special guest speaker will be past International President Brian Sheehan and his partner in service, Lion Laurie. This is a great opportunity to hear from such a dynamic and inspirational leader and Lion. Then on Saturday, we will start our day with our Tail Twister Breakfast and live auction. Come help us raise funds for Lions Clubs International Foundation, Brighter Visions, and the VIP Fishing Tournament, and have a good time, too. Bring new or very gently used items for the auction by Friday evening and receive club credit towards the above very worthy causes. A Leo session will be held from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and a town hall meeting at 10:30 a.m. Seminars at 1 o'clock to include Why LCIF is Important, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, Partner in Service Leadership Opportunities, hosted by Lion Laurie Sheehan, Let's Talk About Being a District Governor, hosted by PID Gwen White and PDG Barbara Thompson, and there will be seminars at 2:30 to include Mission 1.5, Growing for Service, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, and Helping Families Cope with Childhood Cancer, hosted by DG-elect Jean Getz, and a portal Q&A. Our afternoon and evening will finish out with a past district governor's meeting at 4 p.m. and our district governor's banquet at 6:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, we will start with our service of remembrance from 8:15 to 9 a.m. as we honor the memory of Lyons we have lost since our last convention. Individual district cabinet meetings will be held from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., with the general session starting at 10:45 a.m. We will close out our convention with the introduction and welcoming of our incoming district governors. Here is a registration form for Spring Maintenance Days and Eyeglass Sorting, which will be held April 3rd through April 9th of 2025 at Camp Dogwood for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. And the registration form includes a space to put in your name and phone number, email address, your Lions Club, your district, and whether or not you want overnight accommodations at Camp Dogwood. Space is limited there. Roommates may be required. And so there's a place where you can state your roommate preference. And then they invite you to list the task you feel you can assist with. You'll be contacted if we have questions. And examples of tasks include painting, mulching, washing fence, pressure washing concrete walks, sanding and refinishing and repairing rockers, minor electrical, window washing, and the eyeglass sorting, minor housekeeping, and kitchen tasks. And then they have a place where you can check off the meals you wish to have, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, between the evening of April 3rd and the morning of April 9th. So if you fill out this form, you complete the form and send it to April George, North Carolina Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Or you can email a scanned copy of this registration form, and send it to april@nclf.org. NC Lions MD-31 Council of Governors Marketing Update, February 14th of 2025, from PDG Paul R. Bledsoe. Fellow Lions, we have just launched our marketing campaign across North Carolina. I want to commend the Council of Governors for stepping up to help more citizens understand what Lions do for their communities and our state. With increased awareness, NC Lions clubs aim to demonstrate how individuals can make an impact through programs and services that significantly give back while minimizing disruption to their lifestyles. This initiative will rejuvenate perspectives on Lions activities in North Carolina and revitalize the brand for club growth. That's the mission. A larger membership enables clubs to undertake remarkable projects in their communities, towns, and cities, leading to greater awareness and enhanced media coverage. This NC Lions awareness and branding campaign will emphasize purpose and flexibility for club growth. The media strategy will include connected TV, light digital channels, and social media. The campaign illustrates how easy it is to make a difference, give back to the community, and affect real change on your own terms and at your own pace. Focus on being part of something bigger. For example, life is busy, but that doesn't mean you can't give back. Your local Lions Club is right for you because every moment you contribute matters. We will succeed if every Lions Club member in our state participates in this campaign. That's why all the necessary resources are available for club use at a Google Drive address. Club members and officers can download printed materials and videos. The marketing files contain an information guide that outlines all the materials in the folder and how to use them. And they list a link to the NC Lions marketing on Google Drive, but it's a really long, nonsensical address, so I'll skip that for the podcast. Together, we can increase awareness among North Carolina citizens and see the continued expansion of membership in our clubs, leading to larger programs and services that will make this a better world for all citizens. That's thank you from PDG Paul R. Bledsoe, PPNCLF, NCLF 2025 Information and Education Chair, and 2025 Council of Governors Marketing Chair. Here's a brochure or a flyer on the North Carolina Lions Kids site. Vision screening, training, Organize, Plan, Conduct, and Follow Through is the topic. It'll be held Friday, April 11th at the NC Lions State Convention. And this is a pre-convention training opportunity at the Greensboro High Point Marriott at 1 Marriott Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina. You need to arrive by 12:45 p.m. for registration, and the class runs from 1 to 5 p.m., including a break at 3 p.m. for hotel check-in. The agenda includes club organization and early planning, marketing for screenings, conducting screenings, posting post-screening actions and follow-through, how to become a KidSite operator, process for becoming a certified vision screener, and a conclusion, who's who for the NCLF screening programs. Note, this is not the same as screener certification training, which is another part of the new NC Lions Foundation KidSite training curriculum. For more information or to register, contact John Snellings. His email is johnsnellings@gmail.com or phone 828-228-6491. Camp Dogwood needs volunteers. Help make a difference. Summer camp volunteers are needed. Join us this summer of 2025. The benefits include smiles, lots of shared laughs, and sharing with others. For more information, call Tammy at 828-478-2135 or email Tammy at nclf.org. Lions Fight Hunger. Lions Clubs International, North Carolina Lions Multiple District 31 State Convention, April 11th through 13th of 2025 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. Thanks to the dedicated service hearts of our Lions, we will be collecting canned tuna and salmon, peanut butter, 1-pound bags of rice, 1-pound bags of dry beans, canned tomatoes, and canned pasta sauce at the state convention. No glass containers, please. The items collected will go to the Greensboro Urban Ministries. Cash donations will be gratefully accepted also. Thanks for your support. Camp Dogwood Open Donation. Camp Dogwood is looking for clubs and individuals to help us make room improvements. Our goal is to replace each of our 54 guest room showers with walk-ins to ensure ease of access for the ones we serve. With a donation of $10,000, we will be able to credit those clubs and individuals with a plaque to say thank you for the generous donation. For more information, please contact April at 828-478-2135 or email April at nclf.org. Special announcement from NCLF, February 28th of 2025. Dateline Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. North Carolina Lions Foundation Executive Director, PDG Lion, Carlton Metz, has announced that he will be retiring on June 30th of 2025. We would like to thank Director Carlton for his service to North Carolina Lions Foundation Incorporated over the past 3 years and wish him the best as he returns to his New Bern home. Carlton will continue to work as needed. The Executive Director Search Committee is in the process of getting the job information out to the Lions across the state within the next few weeks. Here's an announcement about the 24th Annual Rocky Mount Lions Golf Classic, presented by the Rocky Mount Lions Club. The Rocky Mount Lions Club will be sponsoring the 24th Annual Rocky Mount Lions Club Golf Tournament on Thursday, May 15th of 2025. The tournament will be held at Belmont Lake Golf Club, located at 201 Belmont Club Way, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 27804. The goal of this tournament is to raise funds that will assist in the continual support of various programs that our organization offers our citizens within our community. You have the opportunity to lend a helping hand and enjoy a fun-filled day at the same time. Please submit your entry form by Monday, May 5th of 2025, as the field will be limited to 20 teams and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Prizes will be awarded on all par 3 holes. Due to Belmont's policy changes, we are not allowed to serve lunch boxes as we have in the past. Belmont's restaurant will be open, and they will also have a cash refreshment cart on the course. We look forward to seeing you on the course for a day of fun, entertainment, and fellowship. Whether you play, sponsor a hole, or simply make a donation, know that you make a definite impact, an immediate impact. If you have any questions, please contact Mike Flora at 252-908-0437 or Tom Rackley at 252-904-2062. Entry fee, that includes green fees, cart rentals, goodie bags, and prizes. For a single person, it's $75. For a team, it's $300. For sponsorship opportunities, a whole sponsorship is $50, an individual sign, $150, and mulligans cost $10, two per player max. Here's a message from the Golf Committee. All fees are considered as contributions to a nonprofit organization and are tax deductible to the extent permitted under the IRS code. The start time of this golf classic is 1 a.m., 1 p.m., and it's a shotgun start. Your entry form can be mailed with a check payable to Rocky Mount Lions Club. Mail it to Rocky Mount Lions, P.O. Box 2571, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 27802-2571. And remember, its start time is at 1 p.m. It's a shotgun start. Apex Lions Learn About Colorblindness by Lion John Lind. The Apex Lions Club had the pleasure of hosting Lion Glenda Grant, a member of the Wake Forest Lions Club, as our guest speaker recently. Glenda is a retired RN and moved to Wake Forest in 2007 from Hickory, North Carolina. During the course of her career, she even helped deliver some babies. Glenda served as an ophthalmic nurse for many years and traveled to many foreign countries. Her first husband was a Lion. She and her children sold brooms, canes, peanuts, and anything else Lions sold for many years. She joined the Wake Forest Lions Club in 2016. Glenda shared her knowledge of colorblindness with us, shedding light on an often overlooked aspect of visual impairment. The club learned that while we focus on their efforts on serving the blind and visually impaired people, most commonly known by Lions as VIPs, we should consider extending our reach to include those affected by color blindness. An estimated 1 out of 12 men, or 8%, suffer from some form of color blindness, while it's significantly less in women at just 1 out of 200. The presentation covered the science behind this condition and provided examples of how colorblind individuals perceive the world differently. The examples demonstrated the challenges faced by those with colorblindness, especially when it comes to certain environments or tasks like schoolwork for children. However, there is hope for some people affected by colorblindness. And Chroma, a company specializing in vision solutions, has developed special glasses that can help approximately 80% of colorblind individuals see colors more vividly. The glasses are specifically designed to assist those with the most common form of colorblindness, red-green. During the presentation, we had the opportunity to witness videos showcasing people trying on these glasses for the first time and experiencing colors they have never seen before. Additionally, Enchroma offers resources that can be integrated into the club's vision screenings, such as an online color blindness test. Moreover, there is an accessibility program available through NCHROMA that our club may be able to utilize in order to obtain a pair of these glasses. This would enable us to evaluate their effectiveness for individuals who discover they are colorblind and have never had access to corrective solutions before. How do NCHROMA glasses work? Based on the latest color perception neuroscience, NCHROMA lenses filter light to alleviate the red-green color cone sensitivity overlap that leads to color confusion. Approximately 80% of people with red-green color blindness will see an expanded range of visible colors and distinguish shades more accurately. Plus, with their 60-day guarantee, you can try them risk-free. Also at this meeting, the Apex Lions Club welcomed its newest member, Lion Rob Tripp. Rob first encountered the Lions Club during this year's Peak Fest event, where he was encouraged by his wife to join our efforts in service. We look forward to getting to know him better through future meetings and joint activities as we continue to make a positive impact in our community. It's now time for fundraising numbers. These are the NC Lions fundraising updates as of February 28, 2025. For the Brighter Visions Fund Drive, the goal this year of 2024-25 is $577,250. The total raised year to date is $276,835. So we're down $300,415 so far. The Campwood Dogwood Raffle for 2024-25. The goal is $50 per member. Raffle sales so far have brought in $48,930 for an average books per member of 1.09. Sales last year at this point was $127,893. That means that the difference from last year, our difference is a negative $79,218. In the category of memorials and honorariums for 2024-25, so far this year we have raised $13,799, up over $1,500 from last year. The goal is $30,000. So for clinical eye research, the goal for 2024-25 was $20,000, and year-to-date, we've raised $25,815, so way over the goal. Here is a poster celebrating the influential life of Jimmy Carter by past international president Jim Irvin. During my time as Lions Club's international president, I had the distinct honor of working closely with former President Jimmy Carter. A Lion for over 60 years, he was an incredible servant leader whose dedication to helping others never ceased. Carter served as the 39th President of the United States with the same unwavering humbleness and compassion he had as district governor for 18C District in Georgia. In 1998, Carter and I visited Mali in sub-Saharan Africa, and it was the first time I witnessed the effects of trachoma. It was heartbreaking to see children experiencing completely preventable blindness, and I knew something had to be done. The following year, I worked with Carter to establish a partnership between Lions Club's International Foundation and the Carter Center to combat river blindness and trachoma in 13 countries in Africa and Latin America. With Carter's incredible influence, Pfizer committed to supplying the needed doses of Zithronux to help eradicate preventable and treatable blindness. This pivotal agreement offered vision-saving treatment to hundreds of millions of people. By restoring sight one person at a time, the partnership between LCIF and the Carter Center empowered Mali to eliminate trachoma as a public health problem. The World Health Organization validation of Mali's status in 2023 was a victory for sight and a reminder of the incredible strides long-term partnerships can make in humanitarian relief. And this is just one of the many victories we've been able to achieve through this partnership. Carter opened many doors for Lyons, and we cannot begin to express our appreciation for him. We are grateful for his enduring humanitarian spirit and steadfast commitment to global service. His life spanned a century, but his legacy of building alliances, championing human dignity, and serving with compassion will influence Lyons for generations to come. Celebrate Earth Day, April 22nd. To celebrate Earth Day, explore our environment service ideas, set a date for your service project, and invite people in your community to join you in celebrating Earth Day and protecting our planet. Worldwide Induction Day is April 26th. Worldwide Induction Day is an exciting global membership celebration held annually on the last Saturday in April to unite clubs around the world in welcoming new members. While this year has been a year like no other, many clubs and districts have been successful in forming new clubs and recruiting new members. Let's celebrate that accomplishment on April 26th, 2025, together on Worldwide Induction Day. And this notice is by Lion John Lind of the Apex Lions Club. Last October, we sent some needed items and money to the Lake Lure Lions Club to help them in the Hurricane Helene recovery effort. A week ago, we got a very nice thank you letter back. The letter detailed the things that their club used the money and supplies for, as well as how they used donations from other clubs. Some came from as far away as Wisconsin. It's so encouraging to hear about how we as Lions make a difference. One of my favorite parts of the letter was the last paragraph, which said, "As the saying goes, where there is a need, there is a lion. We could not thank you enough. Your gift was especially heartwarming and spurred us into action. Thank you. If you are in the Lake Lure area the second Thursday of the month, please stop by our Lions Club meeting. We'd love to have you visit." We know the recovery will take years. Let's all try to remember our neighbors in Western North Carolina and continue to support them as they deal with rebuilding their homes, their towns, and their lives. Here's a notice of the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, Lions Day, and Duck Race. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina will celebrate Lions Day on Saturday, May 10th of 2025, beginning at 9 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, located at 400 Flemington Drive at Lake Waccamaw. More information will be posted as it becomes available. But there will be a rubber duck race on Wednesday, September 10th of 2025 at Jungle Rapids Family Fun Park in Wilmington. Proceeds from ticket sales will go towards the purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will send out more information soon. In this newsletter, there are registration forms for the 101st Annual North Carolina Lions Council State Convention. North Carolina Lions Strong, Serving Through Adversity. This will be held April 11th through 13th of 2025 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. And this registration form, of course, has a place to list your name, your club, your district, your contact phone number, and whether or not you want to order the meals at each of the functions. The functions include a family fun night on Friday for $20, tail twister breakfast on Saturday, $20, and a governor's banquet for $40 on Saturday night. And you can also indicate food allergies or special dietary needs. So Friday, April 11th, this is going to be Friday fun night. Look for updates on our special evening. That goes from 6:30 to 10 p.m. On Saturday, April 12th, in the morning, there will be a tail twister breakfast with live auction starting at 8 a.m. And the governor's banquet that evening will be from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, April 13th, at 8:30 a.m., there will be a general session and later district cabinet meetings. And there is a place to fill out what meals you wish to engage in. And you can make your checks payable to 2025 NC Lions Council State Convention and send to PDG Susan O'Brien, 1003 Croydon Court, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29715. Now, for room reservations, you can make them at Greensboro High Point Marriott, 1 Marriott Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina. The Lions room rate is $129 plus tax and service charges, and that rate is good until March 26th of 2025. They include a link in this webpage, or you can call 1-888-236-2427. And be sure to request the rate for the North Carolina Lions State Convention. Oh, as I mentioned before in this newsletter, here is a place where you can register for the North Carolina Lions State Golf Tournament on Friday, April 11th. A reminder that the 2024-25 second half of district state dues are due no later than March 10th of 2025. And here is a form you can send with your funds in the amount of $9 times the number of members that was reported to LCI as of December 31st of 2024. And these are dues separate from the Lions Club International dues, which are sent directly to LCI. And you can make these checks payable to Lions District 31S and write state/district dues on the member line and mail to Attention PDG Lion Ron Beltran, Treasurer, 7014 Wexford Woods. Let me say that again, 7014 Wexford Woods Trail in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27613. Here's an announcement to join us in celebrating 85 years from our start in 1939 by three visionary members of the Uptown Lions Club of Detroit. Donate $25 and receive a limited edition Leader Dogs for the Blind 85th anniversary pin. In 1925, Helen Keller challenged Lions to become Knights of the Blind in the Crusade Against Darkness. 13 years later, Lions Charles A. Nutting, Donald P. Schur, and S.A. Dodge led the Uptown Lions Club of Detroit in establishing a school to train guide dogs for people who are blind. Their motivation was Dr. Glenn Wheeler, a fellow Uptown Lion, whose attempts to be accepted by another guide dog organization proved unsuccessful. This year, Leader Dogs for the Blind celebrates 85 life-changing years in partnership with Lions everywhere. Here's a reminder that the 107th Lions International Convention will be held in Orlando this year, 2025. The convention schedule runs through Sunday, July 13th through Thursday, July 17th of 2025 at the Orange County Convention Center in Florida, Orlando, Florida. On Saturday, July 12th, the parade office is open. And then on Sunday, July 13th, the exhibit hall is open as well as the parade office and registration is open. On Monday, the 14th, registration is open. There's a parade of nations. The exhibit hall is open. There's a business session and there's an international show. On the 15th of July, registration is open. There's an open plenary session. The exhibit hall is open. There are elections from noon to 5. There's a Melvin Jones Fellowship Luncheon from 12:30 to 2:30 and seminars from 1:15 to 5. On Wednesday, July 16th, registration opens up at 9 a.m. There's a second plenary session from 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And from 10 to 5, the exhibit hall is open, elections from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and seminars from 1:15 to 5 p.m. And then at 8 o'clock, to 10 o'clock, past international presidents, past international directors, district governors, and past district governors banquet. And finally, on the last day, Thursday, July 17th, registration is open from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. There's a closing plenary session from 9:30 a.m. to noon with the installation of 2025-26 international president and district governors. And from 7 to 9 p.m., the international officers will meet and greet. 2024-25 Camp Dogwood raffle tickets are still for sale. Lions, thank you for doing a phenomenal job selling Camp Dogwood raffle tickets in 2023-24. Let's keep the momentum going. Tickets will be distributed at District Brighter Visions kickoffs. Additionally, tickets may be purchased online. Tickets are $5 each, 3 for $10, or 7 for $20. Tickets purchased online will be filled out and placed directly in the drawings. The grand prize is $15,000. Other prizes are $500, $400, $300, and $200. All proceeds go toward the maintenance of Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired. 100 years of unstoppable spirit. In 1925, Helen Keller ignited a fire in Lyons that burns brighter than ever today. By Kristen DiMaggio. It was June 30, 1925. When 45-year-old Helen Keller took the stage at the 9th Annual Lions International Convention in Cedar Point, Ohio. Her historic address was a rally cry that not only guided the course of Lions service over the past century, it established boldness as an enduring trait. Whew, that was a sneeze. Pardon me. Keller was a maverick in her own right. At just 18 months old, an unknown illness rendered her deaf and blind. Such impairments were especially difficult at a time when there was limited care and treatment for vision and hearing loss. Still, she persisted. At age 7, Keller met her lifelong companion, Anne Sullivan, the miracle worker, who would teach her to spell and understand words in sign language. With the help of Sullivan and other teachers along the way, Keller mastered the alphabet, both handwritten and in Braille for blind readers, learned to read and write, and eventually speak. She went on to become the first deaf-blind graduate of Radcliffe College in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Keller's hardships motivated her to become a champion for the underrepresented. She was an activist for many causes, but she was best known for her work with the American Foundation for the Blind, or AFB. And it was there that she made her biggest impact, advocating for the needs of those with vision loss. But she knew she couldn't do it alone, so she turned an invitation to speak at the annual convention of an up-and-coming service club organization into an opportunity. I appeal to you, Lions, you who have your sight, your hearing, you who are strong and brave and kind. Will you not constitute yourselves Knights of the Blind in my crusade against darkness? That's her quote, Helen Keller's. Standing before a room filled with energetic lions, Keller made that appeal. Try to imagine how you would feel if you lost your sight tomorrow. Picture yourself stumbling and groping at noonday, as in the night. Your work, your independence, gone. In that dark hour, wouldn't your heart cry out for a friend to teach you how to live in the darkness? Moved by Keller's words, the Lions were ready and willing to take on the challenge. And over the past 100 years, they have persisted. Vision continues to be a leading cause that Lions around the world serve, working to improve the lives of visually impaired and to prevent avoidable blindness. But Keller's inspiration has transcended beyond vision. Lions have taken on numerous other challenges facing our world, supporting 8 official global causes and serving communities in countless other ways. Perhaps most importantly, Lions serve the world with the same passion and boldness that Keller exuded on that stage in Ohio a century ago. Her fighting spirit will continue to be a guiding force as well into the future. And here is a message from Fabricio Oliveira, International President, 2024-25 of Lions Clubs International. Dear Lion, growing up in Brazil as part of an entrepreneurial family, I learned how important it was to have a vision and a plan to achieve it, and I also learned how important community is to each of us who call it home. That's the spark that led me to Lions. I saw something special in Lions, an opportunity to give back to the community that has been so good to me. As Lions, we have the opportunity to leave a lasting mark every time and everywhere we serve. That's why Make Your Mark is my message to Lions and the world. So let's make our mark by inviting others to join our clubs. Let's make our mark by serving more people than ever before. Let's make our mark together. One of the wonderful aspects of our organization is that our members come to us with diverse talents and abilities. The knowledge, drive, and expertise of our members helps not only your clubs and communities, but it also is vital in helping our organization thrive. By finding ways to put your unique talents and passion to work for your community, you can make a real difference and inspire others to join our mission. And when we encourage our fellow members to share their skills, we can bring out the best in our clubs, our service, and each other. What we do as Lions has a profound impact on countless communities and lives, including my own. Becoming a Lion 40 years ago filled a gap in my life I didn't even know existed. While I had been blessed with a beautiful family and a successful business career, it wasn't until I joined Lions that I discovered the incredible rewards of being part of a group dedicated to serving others. The friendships, leadership opportunities, and sense of fulfillment have left an indelible mark on my life. For that, I am profoundly grateful. As Lions, it's important to reflect on how being part of this organization has shaped our lives and to share those stories with others. Let your family, friends, and social media community know why you're proud to be a Lion. Better yet, invite them to join us. What better way to make a mark on someone's life than by offering them the chance to experience the joys of service? That joy is what fuels my commitment to Mission 1.5, our ambitious goal of reaching 1.5 million members by 2027. Thank you for embracing this mission and helping to spread the joy. And here's a special naming opportunity in honor of a big anniversary for the Leader Dogs for the Blind. And this article is by Missy Operl, Chief Philanthropy and Marketing Officer for Leader Dogs for the Blind. This year marks an incredible milestone for Leader Dogs for the Blind, 85 years of life-changing services for individuals who are blind or low vision. Thanks to the support of people like you, we have been able to help countless individuals gain the independence and confidence they deserve, whether through the guidance of a white cane or a faithful leader dog. To honor this special anniversary and continue providing our vital services, we are inviting you to be part of our legacy. By naming one of our canine suites, you'll directly enhance the comfort and care of our dogs while helping ensure these programs remain completely free for those who depend on them. Our canine suites are much more than just places for the dogs to stay. They are carefully designed to provide a peaceful, safe, and comfortable environment where our dogs can relax and adjust to their new surroundings. Each suite features soft bedding, climate control, and plenty of space for the dogs to move freely and feel secure. These suites are crucial for their emotional and physical well-being, offering them the quiet they need to recover from medical treatments, settle into their new lives, and enjoy a little downtime after a busy day of training. When you choose to name one of these suites, you are offering a tangible contribution to the care of these incredible dogs. You'll also be part of something much larger, supporting the ongoing work that transforms lives every day. Naming a canine suite is a meaningful way to be part of our mission. Learn more about this naming opportunity on the Leader Dog website. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at donorsupport@leaderdog.org. We are so grateful for your continued support and hope to hear from you soon. Designed with the well-being of Oh, I'm sorry, that's a repeat. And there also is, accompanying this article, a picture of one of the dogs looking pretty content in his suite and someone getting ready to serve his meal, and then a plaque outside that suite that has someone's name in recognition of their donation. Bus drivers are needed for summer 2025 camp session. This is by Tammy McLean, camp director of Camp Dogwood. Fellow Lions, we are in the process of planning for summer camp 2025. The past few years, we've not been able to offer field trips to our summer campers. The primary reason is that we must have someone able to drive our bus each week. What we would like to do is have two Lion volunteers commit to each camp session. This way, we will not fall short. What is offered to session one must be offered to each session. We cannot offer some field trips and not others. So in order to volunteer, you will be asked to pass a background check. This is required by our insurance and is at no cost to the volunteer. You must hold a valid driver's license with no reports for 3 years. A copy of your valid driver's license must be provided. You must participate and complete a short online training video on sexual abuse and any other training videos required by insurance. These are at no cost to the volunteer. You will be expected to attend your assigned session if you volunteer. You must be able to operate and park a 15-passenger bus in various types of traffic. If you are interested or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. We must have volunteers in place in order to start planning field trips in January. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to hearing and speaking with you soon. And we have come to the end of this episode of the Nines the Lions newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.